Hey, this is JP Nurbin, and you're listening to Culture Builders number 50, Lean In to Listen. So one-on-one meetings, both formal and informal, planned, unplanned, I think they're great ways to catch up. They're great ways to connect and to build relationships with our players and even our staff. But I think we want these relationships to go deeper than just us being seen as the coach or being the coach. I think we want to build a relationship that they see us as mentors. And Joe Ehrman talks about this in his book, Inside Out Coaching. So how do you build relationships that go from the coach to mentorship? Well, I was speaking to Jamie Gilbert, who I've mentioned before on the podcast, co-author of the book, Burn Your Goals. And he was a mentor in my life, and he's been a mentor in the lives of many other people that I now know, and just a fantastic mentor. And I was catching up with him yesterday, and I asked him, I said, like, hey, what do you think is the most important part of mentorship, that relationship? And without hesitating, he said, listening. And I think we struggle with listening as coaches, especially when we care. We see people making mistakes, and we see our players struggling. We want to give advice. But if we want to build great relationships, we got to be better listeners than talkers. And that will mean that we've got to hold our tongue sometimes. I'm working with a football coach who's trying to become more intentional and build relationships. So he actually met with every player on his team this offseason in one-on-one meetings. He was very, very intentional about it. And I was asking him how it went. He shared that he actually sat down and he took notes during every one-on-one with his players. He actually just, it was with pen and paper. Well, I think it's really hard to be a great listener if you're taking notes. You know, I love the intentionality. I love the intent behind that. But, you know, I know when I was in school, if I was taking notes, I really wasn't processing or thinking about what the teacher was saying. And I think this is the same. So much of what people tell us isn't what they say, it's how they say it. And if we want to be better listeners, we also need to be paying attention to their body language and their tone. Not only will we be a better listener, but I think the individual will be, they will feel more heard. They will feel seen, right? Not just heard, they'll feel seen. Because instead of jotting things down in our notebooks, right, that we may actually not even come back to a lot of the times, those notes, right, we're going to be making eye contact. And we're going to be able to be intentional in our body language. We can actually physically lean towards the speaker, right, towards that player, and get closer, like Daniel Coyle describes Greg Popovich of the in his book Culture Code. Greg Popovich, the Spurs, he leans in to people. Coyle described it as almost as if their noses were practically touching. So put down the notepads, hold your tongue, lean into those conversations. Don't respond quickly, definitely don't interrupt. And when possibly, physically and emotionally lean in to build that connection so you can go further than just that coaching relationship, but you can start to build a mentorship with your athletes. That's it for today. That's Culture Builders number 50. Very excited to have hit the 50th mark here. And hope to be making it to 100 sometime soon.